So you're listening to the music of Duran Jones. This isn't from the new album. This is actually from their debut album.
Yeah, this is their self-titled debut that was released in 2016. The album was actually recorded in a basement for $452 using an American Idol karaoke machine microphone.
So what's the song we're listening to right now then?
This is Make a Change. This album was actually originally intended to be a one-off, and there was very little PR done on the album. The band actually credits a lot of their early success to brick-and-mortar record stores putting on the album and having customers ask about it. The band, they're friends that met as students at Indiana University, and they would meet every Sunday for what they called Soul Sundays and just kind of listen to old soul records and play in their basement.
So you said Duran Jones, the debut album, was supposed to be like a one-off, and then they were going to go on and do something else, yet the album ended up on a record label, Coal Mine. How did that happen?
Yeah, so they struck up a correspondence with Terry Cole, the co-owner of Coal Mine Records. And in 2015, him and his younger brother opened up Plaid Room Records, a brick-and-mortar record store. So they have both the retail side and label side of things.
I remember Jared hipping me to this a couple of years ago. He's like, man, you got to hear this. This is really cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this album took off more than they, in their wildest dreams, probably anticipated.
Yeah, they credit a lot of that early success to brick-and-mortar record stores just putting on the album and having customers ask about it. But that's actually how they found their first booking agent, who helped them book some shows in L.A., and that helped them find management, and things kind of progressed from there.
All right, Brianne Murphy, Marketing Director with Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal, our guest here on What's On Your Turntable, and it's the new one from Duran Jones and The Indication. We just heard a song from their debut album. What's the name of the new album?
This is American Love Call.
Okay, and what song do we want to start with here?
Right now, Morning in America. This is the lead track on the album.
The teachers rise in Richmond as they sleep in San Antonio.
So Morning in America, the song title actually references a 1984 political campaign ad televised as a part of Ronald Reagan's presidential re-election bid. And in the chorus of the song, you get the line, "It's morning in America," that's followed by, "But I can't see the dawn."
Say a man is, but he is wrong. It's morning in America, but I can't see the dawn.
The song touches on a range of political issues, from opioid addiction to the water crisis in Michigan to racial tensions, but ultimately has this positive tone and focuses on finding common ground.
A junkie waits in Jacksonville. Prescription for the pain. That's what the doctor ordered. Come screaming through the pain.
Duran Jones and the Indications, the new album American Love Call. This is the lead track, Morning in America. All right, so let's listen to some more of this album. What do you want to play next, Brian?
This track is Don't You Know. This is the second track on the album. On this track, you get lead vocals from both Duran Jones and drummer Aaron Frazier. With this new album, you see the band taking more of a harmonic group singing approach.
For a guy who grew up on old school soul, late 60s, 70s soul, it's kind of cool how these younger artists are bringing back this old sound. Duran Jones is just one of these artists that sound like could have been in the early 1970s. It would fit right at home. Why is this making a resurgence?
Yeah, they've been compared to artists like Al Green, Sam Cooke, and James Brown. One interesting thing I read was that the band actually describes their discovery of Daptone Records with artists such as Sharon Jones and Charles Bradley being like this revelatory moment as far as realizing that that sound isn't something that's been lost in time.
Well, let's go to another track on the album, American Love Call by Duran Jones and the Indications. We're at Rating Room Records in Uptown Normal. It's What's on Your Turntable, and Brianne Murphy, the marketing director of Waiting Room, is taking us through this fantastic new album.
Yeah, let me move it over to the fifth track. This is Long Way Home. So lyrically, this song started out with a couple words from a journal entry written by Duran Jones about his experience with the American justice system. Lyrics that were later added touch on obstacles faced by refugees and immigrants. But overall, the song reflects on barriers faced by many in America, but has this positive tone both sonically and lyrically. And it closes out with the verse, "We don't walk it on our own, and it's a long way home."
We don't walk it on our own. It's a long way home.
So before you give us a peek at the final track on the album, you want to give us a little shameless plug for Record Store Day, which is this weekend. Is Duran Jones part of Record Store Day? Is there something special?
Yeah, so they don't have their own release, but Coal Mine Records, the label they're on, is releasing a 3LP box set that compiles 27 tracks from their 7-inch catalog. So you'll hear one of Duran Jones's tracks on that album.
The marketing director for Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal, Brianne Murphy, taking us through this brand new album from Duran Jones and the Indications. They're a band, as she said, got their start at Indiana University over in Bloomington, Indiana. You got one more song you want to get in here?
Yeah, this track is How Can I Be Sure?
How can I be sure that I love?
So how can I be sure? What do you like about this song?
So on this track, you have lead vocals from drummer Aaron Frazier. And so he's got this really beautiful falsetto voice. What I really like about this song is just past the 2-minute mark, you have this change in tempo, and it closes out with just this real high sustained note from Frazier.
Brianne Murphy at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal, thank you for your time and introducing us to the new album by Duran Jones and the Indications. This is cool.
Yeah, thank you.
How could I be sure?